From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against Islamic State and not engage with U.S. allied Kurdish forces, part of the rebel Syrian Democratic Forces battling the terror group in Syria. Carter Monday welcomed Turkey's military intervention last week that captured the IS-held border town of Jarablus.
The United States was very supportive and is very supportive of their general counter-ISIL activities and everything they did to secure the area between the border and Jarablus and then westward, but not south of Jarablus, nor to engage the Syrian Defense Forces.
Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies are trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish forces from border areas. Those Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of Manbij west of the Euphrates River. Monday, White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes urged the Kurds to vacate to the east.
We've communicated to the SDF that they should not be engaged in military activity against Turkish forces. And again, they have a commitment to retrograde east of the Euphrates River as well.
Rhodes warned the targeting of SDF forces by Turkey will undermine efforts to forge a united front against Islamic State. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate John Ping Monday maintained that he won Saturday's election and called on incumbent Ali Bongo to acknowledge his defeat. Mr. Bongo's supporters insist he won the ballot. Both sides accused each other of fraud. Official results are expected to be released on Tuesday. Mr. Bongo succeeded his late father in 2009, who died after ruling the tiny West African and oil-rich nation for decades. This is VOA News.